What, I ask you, do Stonehenge, the Kremlin, and a former prison in Morocco have in common? Well, they have all, in part at least, been set alight by fire artists from the Compagnie Carabosse, French pyrotechnicians who will be taking a torch to Melbourne's Royal Botanic Gardens as part of the Melbourne International Arts Festival. That's starting now. Welcome to fire artists Bruno Gastal and Stéphanie Auger. Welcome to you both. Tell us about fire gardens. What? Let's begin at the beginning. What is a fire garden?
Fire garden is a place to dream. We arrive in this place, we discover this place, and when we discover this place, we are looking to transform it completely in like another world. I mean, we're going to bring more than 2,000 fire pots into this garden. And for 3-hour show with live music, people will dream. It's really poetic.
How do you find your locations, and what do you do when you arrive in a place? How do you sort of sculpt the work around that location?
So first thing for us, when we arrive, we just have a look and we feel the place. When we discover this place, the Botanic Garden, we say, okay, this is the place for us. So first...
I want to set fire to this.
Yeah. So first, when we discover, we visit everywhere and we feel different atmosphere into the garden. It depends which town where we go, but we can work with different atmosphere with the fire. We're working with different color. We've got red fire, orange fire, more white fire. And then when we design all this, after we look after the sound we want to create for this atmosphere, so we invite musicians and create a special music, especially for the place.
Stéphanie, these botanic gardens were a place that stood out to you in looking around places in Melbourne where you might create a piece. What was it about these gardens that appealed?
I guess it was the feeling, the atmosphere from the garden. It was just perfect. And we say we want to show this garden with another eyes. We want people see the garden from a new view.
So how does fire change that view? How does fire change your sense of a place?
Because it's magical. Because it's like it's a real poesy. It can be really quiet. It creates an atmosphere from, dream. You can dream. We don't want to say people go there, do that, just come and do what you want.
Be there.
Yeah, and take
experience.
Your time. If you don't want to see everything, no problem. Just take your time.
But fire has particular properties. It can be scary.
Yeah.
It can be comforting.
Yeah.
It can be many things in between. It's a very flexible medium.
It can be hypnotic. I guess it's my feeling. I can spend hours looking to a flame.
I guess we could do this in the gardens. I hope nothing will be destroyed.
No.
You are wise in the ways of fire.
Yeah, we worked for like one year with the staff from the garden.
Yes.
And to be very careful with the trees, with the animals, with the birds, with everything. We take special care.
So one year with the people from the garden,
just sort of
planning this.
Yeah.
Because this is true, isn't it, Bruno? I mean, this is not just plants. There are many things that live there.
It's exactly. So we have to take care of the environment. So we cannot arrive with our big shoes and we are saying we're doing like this and nothing else. No, of course we feel everything. There is birds, there is animals, there is plants. If we respect the place, then we will have a beautiful show, and then the audience will respect the place during the show. So it's like an exchange.
How then, Stéphanie, do you work in with that environment? How do you put fire amongst those spaces, those plants and trees?
It's not incompatible. We have special stuff to put fire on trees and to...
Oh, how do you do that?
Yeah, we use a special material for that. We don't want to smash tree or thing like this with our material. So we're always looking to protect
the tree can appear to be burning, but
No.
Tell us about those fire pods. How do they work? What's describe a fire pod to us.
It's secrets.
This is the deep magic.
Yeah.
No, it's a huge candle.
Okay.
We make fire pods in France in our office, and we made ourselves. We don't buy it. It's not just candle we buy. We buy the pots, buy the paraffin.
And the wick.
And so they are all then transported out to your locations?
Yeah. Yeah, they left France beginning of August.
They have arrived?
Yes.
Yeah.
This morning.
Hope so.
This morning.
I mean, keeping those flames burning, keeping those fire pots alight, I guess you take care in the construction, but is there
a... Yeah, it's a special careful... When we make one fire pot, if you make 100 or if you make 1,000, you have to keep always the same careful about the fire pots. So it takes a few minutes each time to check everything and fill up the fire pots to make it burn in a good condition. So this is a kind of a little secret for us.
it's the process of the evening when you're on show, Stephanie. Is that a very busy time? Are you running from place to place, keeping everything in order?
No,
it just
it's not.
Looks after itself.
No, it's not busy for us. We want people to take their time, so we take our time.
Mm-hmm.
We take the time for lighting, and it's part of the show. We want to light with people around us. And during the show, the same.
Okay.
We just take time. We have a look for the security and everything, but we want to take time.
And how do people respond to that? Do they enter into that spirit of that sort of magicalness of that? Do they feel with a bit of wonder? You hope, I guess.
People always come into a magical world. So.
And this must show spaces in a totally different way. It reveals them in a new light.
When the show starts... As says Stephanie, people are a bit excited of what's going on very soon. But when we light the first fire pot, the audience starts to be quiet.
Mm.
The sounds change, the light change minute after minute, and then it's like the dream start.
And then after the days of your performance, you pack up, you move on. Is that a sad moment to leave that behind? or on to
it's
the next
It's not
that
sad. It's, for us, the time to pack up is a hard moment because of the work. But it's like we close this book.
Yes.
And we keep it in mind. So it's not too bad.
Do you document? Do you film? Do you record the experience?
Not always. But we try to save picture. And I know there will be videos. From Fire Garden in Melbourne. When we know there is a nice show, we try to do it.
Where to next, after Melbourne?
A little town in France called Saint-Priest. and I hope a bigger one in Deventer, in...
Netherlands.
What a wonderful and exciting life.
Yeah.
Look, thank you both, and may the Fire Gardens in Melbourne be a spectacular performance. That's running as part of the Melbourne International Arts Festival, 10th of October. That's Wednesday coming to Saturday, 13th of October. We'll pop a link up on the Blueprint website. Bruno, Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bruno Gastel and Stephanie Ogier from Compagnie Carabosse Fire Gardens in the Royal Botanic Gardens, Victoria. Pop down, have a look. This is Blueprint here on RN.